The what? Party?
I'm afraid I only got Klingon. You know, Federation.
And Federation 22nd century.
Well, you have a, you have your translator.
Like 4th century. I got
24th. You got your combat going on, and what they say.
Yeah.
It's just when you're talking.
That's right.
Well,
all right.
Just say on Betelgeuse.
Sort
of. All right, I'm half and half.
I feel Michael Douglas. A bloody god's grip on my neck.
Ready?
Set. I'll hold it down. You roll.
So this is like the second time we've done this procedure, but then I'm looking.
Yeah, is that a problem?
No,
yeah. Wait a minute!
It's not the fifth time.
Don't ever read nothing about that.
Oh, come on, you look hot as hell. Then you have brains and you.
Oh.
That's going into your permanent record, site file.
He's just jealous.
You want to give him something to be dealt with?
Yeah, you better. Get out of the task before you're in front of a knife, man.
She doesn't need any, man. Like, I'm like you.
Afterward, can I just...
Oh, what about the crow tree? After 13?
I was freaking standing. While you were there,
number 3, Dave?
What, the north now, are they?
Wait, yeah, while you're in, you give her nipples the size of orange slices.
Whatever she wanted. I don't think we needed anesthesia, it was so good.
I don't like that.
How is that good?
We're kind of wondering.
I already have the sexy advantage, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's say you kept it all.
Voluptuous.
So now you're talking to both humans and Vulcans.
I mean, would you rather walk on your hands or your feet? That's
Let's just say, as you walk down the park, Vulcans are going to be spontaneously pumparing.
You need anti-grav bra.
Well, I think I understand the procedure enough that I could probably help the doctors apply it to you now.
I wouldn't trust you with anything. Just suck it up to the feds. However, if I ever really need to, like, you know, brown nose, you're the first person I'm coming to ask points.
Well, thanks. That's nice.
No problem.
It's such a good job, I think I'm okay.
Logically,
there should not be
associated with Mercy. Logically, you are far more ugly than I deserve to be in a different social setting circle.
All right. Through your Vulcans.
Why aren't you Vulcan?
I'm a cat!
That's not what it is! You shaved the cat! And then you do the maneuver!
We're not a cat, you just got pointed eyes. We saw.
It's the shaving that hurts.
Yeah.
You don't have any fur. We saw the picture.
That's a lady or whatever.
You're like human except you have cat eyes, and that's it.
What's your point? I also have, like, hair on my head.
A nub just above your anus.
It's like I can wiggle it.
So you are not going to be disguised as anything.
Well, would I still look just as good in my clothes? I don't know. I just Praetorians are such a handsome race. It's a shame to do anything to them. You guys, who cares?
I hold them down, man. You get a couple. How hard can it be? The one and the cat can do it.
Except we'll turn him into a pig person.
We could give him a tail, and he'd be a real cat person.
I could stand and look in the mirror.
You want a strap-on tail while we're at it?
We could turn you into a Kazenji.
My tail's just fine.
And you'd be a real cat.
Only if I had a harem to go with me already. Otherwise, there'd be no point. If you want to give me a harem, I'll sure I'm there.
I'll see what I can do.
Appreciate it.
Hey, can your carrying still like that after? Alright, so we're going to go to the meeting place now.
Yeah, it's like 3 days later, though.
One of the things that could happen that you guys could do as Vulcans is you could, like, heckle the cat person and say, hey, get out of here, off-worlder. And then they'd take you for isolation.
Oh, sure. And we could beat it up a little.
yeah, you think you could. You'd have to catch it first.
Just nerf it.
Wait, it's right here somewhere.
Walk your nose a bit. Hey, sir.
Just a suggestion.
Kirk did the nerf pinch in the book, Return Home.
You read a book?
I read that.
Wow. Oh, we hear something new about Dave every day.
Not Return Home. What is it? The Voyage Home. Voyage Home, right?
Don't know.
The Voyage Home is save the Whale episode.
I believe that was the Return Home.
Return Home, yeah. In the book for that, he pitched somebody.
And it was out?
He was all surprised it worked.
Anyway.
He's a train. It's not a Vulcan thing. Anybody can learn it. This Vulcan's really, you know.
They're strong.
They're both strong and they're dedicated to learning stuff, you know.
Hey, Homer learned it in one of the episodes of The Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it to himself.
Exactly. Only had half an hour to spare. Good way to kill half an hour.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, so let's go to the park. He wanted to do something else. Sorry, he completely knocked her out.
So I'm basically thinking we can both listen to them and be isolationists at the same time.
Yeah, before we could play, you know, Frisbee, but I don't think Vulcan plays Frisbee.
All right, see you in the park.
You guys don't like me and Shannon.
Plays 3D Frisbee, I think.
Shannon,
really? Can't sit near where they normally do.
I mean, it's a small, you know, one of those blocks.
Here's my suggestion.
There's four Frisbees in the middle.
By where they normally meet with a math book or something. You two hang out reasonably close to there.
Yeah.
Shannon and I are playing Frisbee, and then you start doing something like taking away our Frisbee and saying, get out of here, off-worlders.
Why don't you get
on the Vulcan woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the Frisbee away from the sandbox.
And then you'll get mad?
Yeah. I mean, totally. Do you think it's... Yeah, how about that? One of the off-worlders hits on the Vulcan woman.
It sounds like it would be a bad idea to make herself obvious. I mean, wasn't the whole object of disguise to be not obvious?
Then they would have joined.
We always do better when we infiltrate. Everyone in the Secret Service knows that.
Hey, stay away from the sandbox.
You mean what? Sandy's box?
Hey.
Get it, Dave. Hey, why? We called her Sandy before.
Really? Was it a different character than the Sandy?
Yes.
Hey. What about the Dorps King?
No, it was the
Sheriff.
No, the
Indy. Yes, it was your
Jiraiya. You have a gun, Dave?
Oh, that's right. I have one. Done. I have one.
You run like a gazelle?
Oh, got good athletic skills. You know, we should totally be the first Vulcan to play Greasy Square.
Another good way to not be obvious.
Wait, I can't get him for being an off-roller. I'm a freaking off-roller. I have to be hanging around the fringe of the park, and you have to defend your
off-roller's
honor.
Good point. You're a half-breed.
Remember, you have to be logical about it.
Right. It is illogical for the likes of you, foreigner, to think that you can score with our women.
Well, of course, because I'm way better looking than you strange-looking Vulcan dudes. Mostly you. So it looks like they just rearranged you medically, man. Now her, she's hot.
Oh, nipples, man. High in gravity.
All right, wait. So who has a gun?
I do.
I'm going to get one. I'm on a hostile planet now.
All right, so you're going to get one, too. Phaser or what?
One.
Pack three, Frisbee.
type one phaser or the weak one, right?
Yeah, but you put it on full, you still have to blow it out.
Type one. Maybe. Type one, full, still blow there.
Yeah, you can still kill someone.
All right, two of those then.
It's just that you can only do that like 7 or 8 times.
Oh, perfect. Two of them.
I guess they only need to kill more than 2 or 3 people.
One really. In each pocket.
After that, they all come down.
Yeah. They don't know how many of them you're going to kill. Okay, killed 70 already. But okay.
Alright, so you guys are in the park.
Hey, Ken and I are playing Frisbee. Are you any good?
I was thinking that for next round. I'll practice.
I got 6.
swinging that Vulcan weapon.
I got a willpower roll to keep you
out of
the
What?
Okay, I'm trying to learn
Does
my
willpower roll.
Keep you out of the same box? We were saying how good we were at Ultimate Frisbee.
If they have a sandbox.
Well, they should have a sandbox at the park, right?
For the kids.
We're not obsessed over
with really? The dog shouldn't have been and druggy slow
cat permit. Cat. Dog goes to sandbox. Cat's
good, yeah. Pretty much just dog.
Nah, cat's good. No. Dog's like bushes, man. I know, I got dogs.
I got two cats.
And where do you
go? The litter box.
Exactly. What's
the litter box?
A lot of dogs can like just right on the grass.
They don't require
the
bury. They don't even bury it.
Yeah, unless they're shy.
That's why.
You have to feed them a lot when they're small, and then they'll, you know.
So we're playing Frisbee, and I'm winning.
Yeah.
How do you win it?
I keep hitting him in the head.
So I drop more often.
So let's see. You do not let anything do. Okay, I guess she was talking about that maybe. So eventually you see the Vulcan girl.
Vulcan, please. Fall down on the job.
Goes over to a table where there is another, there's a Vulcan male and an Andorian male. They sit down and they start talking.
Tumku is somewhere near them.
Yeah. Over where all the like chess tables are.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll let them talk for a little while, so when it looks like they might be breaking up, I'll throw a frisbee over and start picking up on that hot Vulcan chick.
We can drop stick up on it.
No way, you don't have a chance.
Well, that'll make you look better then.
Nah, it should just be embarrassing.
We'll see. I can pick up on her better than you can.
I don't think so. You're familiar with me.
We'll see.
I can storm with that lieutenant.
Donald, you can make
try. It's your ego that's going to be crushed.
Sure.
Well.
Possibly a...
I suppose I can make that in 13 if it matters.
All I ask, Kev, is that sometime before the show ends, I actually get to use my excellent metabolism once. Because you've never erased it from my sheet.
That's for
resisting aging, disease, and poison.
I'll just try poison you.
That was the reason why I was walking around in those places with my helmet off, and I never got to roll. Because it worked anyways.
Does it help you keep us in a sexy body?
Well, yeah, that's why. Compared to him. He's like the...
So you two are probably elderly Kirk.
A little bit of...
Are you? Yeah. Are you?
What are we doing?
I'm supposed to be some kind of crazy isolationist, man. I wouldn't talk about it.
So you're playing...
We're Vulcan.
Oh, you're the Vulcan.
Are you playing Vulcan?
He's three. Oh, he's three.
Right? Yeah, she's the hot one, remember? The whole gravity
thing? Gotcha. My mistake. Yeah. We play.
Okay.
We play that 3D chess.
King me!
So you can make a perception roll too, there.
Are you king me?
You got a good perception roll, right?
Now, if you were playing with someone else.
Okay.
Not they. Then they might notice that you're not paying attention in the game.
Four.
You're obviously paying attention to the game.
I'm crushing King me!
King me!
Okay.
Damn it.
Strip chess.
Wait, no, chat. I thought this was 3D checkers.
So I will explain why you're doing that.
So basically, they're talking about what they've been doing like the last couple days and stuff. It's mostly she's saying that her costs are hard. Apparently, she goes to the
university. Point it out.
Okay, I'll try to remember what they're saying.
And she says she is going to
go. You'll invite me later.
She'll be leaving in a couple days for the Daystrom Institute.
Okay.
In another world and do a foreign exchange thing.
Okay.
So she might be gone for a few years.
Okay.
Well, at least a year. It might go on longer.
Or she might. Yeah. Back to Romulus.
Well, that's something we can verify.
And they'll say she's a So we'll see how this goes. Meanwhile,
when they start looking like they've been there for a while, might break it up, throw a frisbee over to Coop and knock over their chest pieces. So
oh, I totally let that hit. You knew I was going to crush you.
That makes an
athlete. How long do you throw that frisbee?
No.
What's the target for knocking over the chest pieces?
Far away.
Close.
You close?
Like, oh, 10 feet?
So probably like 5.
Okay, I have a chance. I got a 1/3 chance.
Coordination plus
2/3 chance. Yeah, okay, I'm
not thinking
of that. I'm a fat cat, man.
I'm with the man. Coordination plus 2/3.
Okay, I got 5.
After
pizza. So you hit the pieces and knock them all flying all over the place. People look up.
I'm totally gonna win.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm gonna help pick up the pieces.
Oh, logically, I'm all here with
him. Then I start hitting on the hot Vulcan chick.
Me
while
too.
He's picking up pieces.
That's what you're about to say.
Logically.
No shot. We cannot.
Love your missile on the way.
Well, I'll take the minus on my ticket.
Okay.
Hey, alien. Okay, I'm picking up minus 3 on my 2-hit roll because I'm picking up all the pieces.
Alright.
What is the 2-hit roll?
For what?
For hitting on her.
Oh,
hit on her. You jerk, sir. I want you to use that as a stop. With this lovely Vulcan.
You can use fast talk, I suppose. Sure.
What are you using?
Otherwise, you should use charm.
Yeah, I don't have that. I use fast talk.
I thought my list of
them. But you don't have any of them. Can I use more to play tagging?
I will give you $10.
Hey, sure, hey pal! I give you like 7 Konar to speed it.
I believe you are offending the woman.
Yeah, it looks like you were well ahead here. That's very impressive. I play chess sometimes too.
This is a very nice queen.
I thought I have a 1/6 chance of beating Shannon.
I have minus 3 on myself.
I'm still gonna be close.
I only have one skill, unless I'm calmly keeping.
That's okay, I have no skill.
Yeah, Marcus plays tackling,
doesn't it? Well, I'm not using marketplace tackling, for God's sake.
I get a 1.
I get a 4.
He's hitting on you better than I am, but we're both doing pretty badly.
I admire the shape of your queen face here, and it's very shapely. If you were to accept either one of these gentlemen proposals, you would be illogical.
So how about 9 cards then? Okay, my friend wants for 10 Kronars.
This rook here shows a mental fortitude. Insurmountable.
Hey, if you head off with me, I'm sure your boyfriend will get all jealous.
Please both leave us alone. I tried to put the pieces back where they were.
Oh, here, I was helping that.
Please
you have very nice hands
with all holders.
Role playing, you can see the female Vulcan get up and leave. And then the other two like go over to your table and ask if there's anything. Is there anything
the back table?
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow the female.
Anything wrong?
Mind your own business. This does not concern you.
Kara, Kara over there is like disturbing this poor young woman.
Would you please? Would you help me escort these off-worlders?
I suggest you leave before you get hurt.
It is really the only
just point out the absolute flaw in my theory. You know, he isn't that Dorian.
I would do it now.
It's clear to put it along with the story. I'm absolutely capricious today.
We didn't know it was
yes, we did.
No, not until he started talking.
No, we don't.
Don't
you remember we had a long discussion about who the 5 founding races of the Federation were?
Yeah, but I didn't know that was associated with this. It was.
That's what I did.
That's cool.
Well, I already took off after the girl.
I just wanted a chance to hit on Coop anyway, because he looks so good as a Vulcan. You look a lot better now, baby.
Yeah.
I have pointy ears, that's about it.
Yeah, but you know.
That's all I think, pointy, baby.
You know. Oh, it's sensitive, though? You know what I mean?
You lay off of my ears.
Yep.
What?
It's a coordination.
Keep away from
you lay off my ears.
Dexterity?
I give a good blow.
I'll bet you do.
Still, which I don't have. Any other skill?
Why could I be chasing her?
You don't have stealth?
Tracking, following.
Because you had to defend your little bimbo's honor.
Yeah. I don't like her. I totally like.
Alright, here we go.
What are you doing liking Katrina?
What are you doing my door, man?
Hey, 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 you're okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing about this?
There you go.
I will escape. A lot of times when we've got the guys in there, they figured out how to get out through that one panel.
Alright.
Alright,
so. So, what are you doing trying to hit on Katrina?
I was instructed to. What the heck? Why aren't we playing checkers with her?
Not her.
Katrina. Oh, Katrina. Katrina, I go by way back.
Let me go.
I'm totally too.
Well, we go way behind.
I go faster than that.
I don't know why Crystal
and I don't recall you sleeping with her in the academy.
I didn't sleep with her.
I did.
Well, I'm saying we go back. I go farther back just because you went in farther. It's different than going farther back. Totally different.
I'm going home now.
Am I going to dance with your date?
No. Go right ahead. That was great.
Alright, so you follow her back to her apartment. What looks like to be her apartment. She goes in.
Meanwhile.
What's the Andorian and the other lady doing?
They're both male. Vulcan and Andorian. And,
I addressed my comment to the Vulcan. That was
the Vulcan, though. There's no reason to get upset or anything or kill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, perhaps, you know, you're bothering the lady.
Is it not illogical to fight
again? Someone else's pride matters?
Cool, but everybody's just rolling with it anyway.
You can't make my mouth the same way as either. What else am I going to do?
What else? It's like, what are we going to do? Give up and leave the park?
I don't know, it's nice summer day. Feel the sun on our faces. My God.
I'm fucking nervous at you.
Which one of us?
The other man. You got to go along with her and not the horn.
You fucking nerfing. If you fucking nerf at Dandorian, he might not go along.
Alright, I got an 8, Jeff. Do I need higher?
No, it's fine. Do you see. So you're just watching her.
Yeah.
The window, whatever. You see that there is a like Vulcan down the street. Things we do the same.
Perhaps
sort of surveillance.
So does he seem to be noticing me? I rolled a 12, you know.
No, he doesn't.
You're like go sneak out behind him and pants
him, man. Sneak up to behind him and go.
Okay. All right, so there's...
You find out her name's Talal.
Probably
Talal, doesn't it?
Does he have the markings of a Federale?
Yeah, we'll call some sort of Romanian.
Yeah, or cop.
Yeah, or cop or something.
Okay.
Not really, you know, so long.
You can tell because he's like eating a banana, drinking coffee, chewing on a donut.
Yeah, they just kind of went out there.
Okay.
So if you didn't spook her, that guy did.
You can always blame it on the fed.
Cool. I'll
stop watching her. Go back to the park.
Who can you train their pinch day?
It's the closest one. I assume Canada.
Excellent.
Ah! Turned into a tree.
I fall to the ground.
Because he's got practice, you know.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Sir, what did you do? What did you do?
Just thought it was best to avoid further confrontations.
Not worlders.
Not worlders.
You're the Andorian.
I'm talking about bullshit. I ignore the Andorian. No, it's not really a Mandorian. It's totally a Romulan. It falls right off when he falls down.
There's only one way to find out.
The logic of the story is not just such violence.
That was violent. Not even assault in some places.
Like you have a harem.
Tell him how it pisses you off with the Federation. Bunch of capitalist communists. Always going around doing shit.
Yeah, he's clearly still wearing his combat. We forgot to take him out.
This is nothing but a sneaking illogical Federation plushie. Then you know how I hate them. Not hate, logically dislike.
I have logical disdain for the likes of this.
They've done nothing but pollute our culture since they first came in contact with us.
The wolf instead of you. Perhaps someone should call the police. And Dorian goes, okay. Cross off.
Well, I'll make sure you get the number right. I'll call the Dorian. The phone book. Phone book.
I'll make sure he gets the number right. And your answer will have a fighter rating.
Except perhaps you should take your friend and leave. You have a wall of your land. Is that my friend? I want a drink, honey.
Never say that.
You're alone with the Vulcan now, right?
No.
Two Vulcans on one, flying ball.
Yeah, this other person we don't even know. Excuse me, we're having a perfect conversation, sir. Like, young lady and I are about to go out for a drink.
No, we weren't.
Oh, dinner?
No.
Pizza and sex?
Leave.
What's the matter? Don't you like pizza?
So didn't need that, but again.
Always wanted to use that line, just never thought I'd use it on food.
Don't let this get in your head. You can have your way with me.
You like all their rape, don't you? They're,
No, she's racially intolerant.
I used to be.
Used to.
Jeez.
I guess the Klingon spoiled it for me.
From Stem to Stern. So you know it goes to like a phone booth and calls
the
number.
Is it the right number?
I listen.
He tries to figure out what number was dialed by the tones he hears.
I'm watching it.
So it says, there's been a disturbance in the park. A Vulcan attacked one of them.
No,
really.
I don't believe that's exactly
what
happened.
I told you, I told you to make the Vulcans go pod barring all over the place.
Well, that's good.
That was a code.
So you're fit.
That was a code for we'd be had.
You should have
seen that.
You should go back before.
Well, I assume the police will come to this phone booth.
No, go to the park.
Why would they go to the park?
That's why
it
was. The
crime was committed. Yeah, but you should probably add that bit about the guy who did it standing next to me.
Come on,
mention his name to my ass.
Imagine the cops won't just teleport there, because that would be wrong.
They won't get any character points for that.
There's only, like, one transport station out of the city. Only four versus.
In the city?
They don't... Most of them don't
transport. Primitive?
They love walking, apparently.
So I'm just guessing this is one of the other things they made.
Like trains. They like trains.
Make things all powerful. Have trains?
Yep. Yeah,
like
good.
Sorry, honey. Now I know how primitive you are. No one you're interested. Oh, like high society types.
So, do you go back to the park?
Where does the Andorian go?
The Andorian. Let's go to the next park.
All right, fine. Let's go.
All right.
I want to grab my frisbee and see if I can get a part of the sandbox.
I'm not going to get around it. I think it'll pop back up.
You
only demonstrate by peeing on this man. He is not, in fact, asleep.
No, well, actually, you'll insist that it's performance art when Shannon pops back up. We're in a play. Like a Kuba plot, it'll work.
And she has to catch you, too, just so you know. She has all the game.
I'm already gone.
What?
You left me in this heat. You're unconscious. You fucking opened you.
You left me lying on the ground.
Yeah.
In some strange setting on a strange wall.
I got distracted by something strange.
And you took my frisbee?
Do you have to take shuttles up and down to this place?
To get you
from the ship to the city?
Well, you guys use the transporters.
Okay.
You have to transport from the transport to a transport.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm just wondering if they had, like, weird regs or anything, because they're, like, sort of backwards race.
It's usually frowned upon. I mean, you just transport anywhere, but... Transport.
The visitor center?
Yeah.
So, like, if we transported into what's-her-name's apartment, they'd probably frown upon that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would that be illegal?
Civilian law, yeah. Hmm.
But we're military.
Then you'd have to make a Starfleet Rex.
True. Let's see. If it's...
Wow, that looks pretty legal.
13.
Actually...
Well, if you could... You had a reasonable suspicion that okay, if she was Robin's wife, yeah. I mean, if it covers... Outside Rock's Vulcan space, basically.
Okay, different. Well, it basically because it's something that could have implications on Federation security.
Right.
Okay.
Not just local matter.
Okay, when I hook up back with Dave later, I'll mention that, then we can just beam into her place.
So, how'd it go?
I don't know. Shannon's still lying on the ground somewhere and they're drinking tea or something. How did it go? You're in.
You fall on the ground and get back.
Pull her back to
so,
we can be right in, you know.
You win around for the police.
I explain the regs.
Cool.
When I can't get off my phone, the police coming, I get up.
Oh!
Are you okay, sir?
Oh, I think so. What happened?
This man nerve pinched you. Or is it a Vulcan?
What?
I'm slightly nerve pinched.
Oh, that's awful.
You're going up the river, big guy.
I'm going to go report that to the Federation Embassy.
Oh, no need for that.
The
police will be here shortly.
Do you think he's frozen?
No.
Like, he's...
Like, what? 50 degrees?
No need to involve local constabularies. I think this is a galactic matter. I start heading off.
That's what we need. International incident. Started in the park.
That's off. I guess I'm not calming people. Maybe I am calming people. Am I calming people? Hey.
Well, they can't stop you. They didn't realize. But they want to watch it. Yeah, the other one comes up behind you. You stick around there, Crystal?
Sure. I'll talk to the two spy guys. Well,
the two college students.
The two college students, yeah. I'll apologize to them for, you know,
certainly
the unnecessary disturbance. See if I can...
The horrible illogicness of the situation.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
Where did the Romulan, suspected Romulan chick say she was going?
She's from this.
Okay.
It's kind of like a 1 year, you know, word change.
It's like a Rhodes Scholarship?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I could, you know, pretend to be involved in that somehow, or also going, or whatever, and say, oh,
we should say something like, all this weird stuff has been happening to me ever since I got accepted into the Daystrom program.
Yeah, something like that.
You mentioned that?
Yeah.
Wow, what a coincidence. Our friend just said, you know, we were talking to her. She's been accepted to the Daystrom Institute.
Oh, when's she leaving? When she's studying?
Oh, she's going to leave in a couple days. So she's studying.
Maybe we'll be on the same ship out.
Advanced physics. Perhaps if you're going to leave in a couple days too. Oh. You also go to Shirkar University?
No, I'm going wherever.
San Jose State.
Well, I'm older, aren't I? So,
you are. Aren't you like still relatively young?
I don't know.
You're like 24.
You were pretty young when you went to this first year.
Sure. You're 25.
Academy, so. Yeah, something like that. You're probably in the early 20s.
Okay.
What,
15, 19,
that's
20.
What year is it?
Well, you can basically say that, you know, you're...
I think it's like 74.
Name a university you went to and say, you know, you're just stopping here for a couple of weeks vacation before taking the...
Yeah, I'll say I was going to school on Earth or something, and I came back here before.
Before heading out. Okay. Let's see.
Now I go to the planetarium and start shooting.
I cannot think that's necessary.
So please get there. What did they say?
Yeah.
Explains what? There was no victim.
What are you talking about? That's crazy. And Coop goes, no, I didn't see anything either.
Yeah, new story.
Okay. When is the demo happening?
Oh.
He's still here.
He's.
I don't think he will left.
He's tugging Murray right now.
This is something that was organized.
This wasn't a local matter. I was taking it up with the Galactic Courts. And I was going to the Federation Embassy. Well, I'm obviously not being here any longer.
Okay, so he did leave.
Oh, okay, so he did leave. Alright, so let's take your statement. So you say, you know, say, welcome.
Yeah.
Protect your honor.
Yeah, whatever.
Your lost honor.
They're like the same guys from yesterday. But, you know, your discuss is really good.
Okay. Pretty much just look at your breath.
So you were saying?
This has been a busy week for them. Also, they're all going crazy. Nerve pitches.
Alright.
That was much better than the performance art argument.
So I'll ask for their friend's name, and maybe I can look her up.
Oh, sure. So to give her a name, it's a lot.
Okay.
So what's the logic of not having, like, teleportation across the city so you can save people's lives and stuff?
All right. Thanks.
Well, that's what...
That's what they
transport. Oh, okay. Since they have one at any point, they could transport anyone from anywhere in the state to that place. So as long as they have good medical facilities right there, they go.
Well, then actually,
they need to transport people.
There are a couple of the transporters. Like.
So, but that transporter is like a ship transporter. It can, like, pick someone up anywhere in the city and put them down somewhere anywhere in the city.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, then. And take it back.
That's.
I just figured you had to go there or leave from there or something.
Yeah.
Like it would be like for fighting fires and stuff.
So give you a name, you know, then you can look it up.
Okay. They don't know her phone number? Probably just they said, here's your name, look her up in the phone book.
Yeah. I'm getting the phone number of poker chicks.
Oh, I didn't know you turned the book. I guess you're trying. Oh, that's right. You said you were culturally.
Well,
no, not anymore.
Culturally inflexible.
I'm the one that's culturally flexible.
Oh, that would be helpful.
You got the keys to that lock?
Yeah.
The key.
So what, Marie Shivering?
Wait, sorry.
I'm not
poor Marie.
Fuck. I said you breathe out there. Oh. Got a fur coat. You know, fur is immoral.
Or fur is immortal?
Moral.
That's what it is.
Immoral?
Immoral.
You mean meat is murder?
I don't seem to be making much progress here. So
no.
I play Merrick.
Oh.
Alright, cool. I'll give you a call when I know the web number. Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm not sure what you're going to do.
Yeah, go back and enjoy it shortly. Let the authority handle it.
And we do have.
Unless Dave wants to beam with me into her apartment and toss the place.
You'll lose points. Just wait for her to leave and break in.
You just lose different points.
Lose points either way.
So, I was thinking about going back to the Exploratorium tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe the Palace of Fine Arts.
Was I able to watch the bug?
Or the mobile?
I suggest you bring a gun this time.
Yeah. Have you ever call me on my cell?
Maybe the MoMA. The MoMA would be nice.
Who might still have any of the
Macy's?
Yeah,
where?
Macy's.
Oh. So,
where
are we meeting for dinner tonight?
Garlic, Sneaky Rose.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, just tell her that.
Right. So you have her address.
Yeah.
Find out from Pickering what he wants to do.
Whether he wants
if Pickering doesn't want to do anything, we're kind of dead in the water.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to beam into someone's house illegally by myself.
No, that's silly.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have access to.
I'm pretty sure we would get in trouble for it.
But
I just can't believe this private citizen can't.
That we're now a private
citizen.
Even when we're on leave?
Okay.
But
we still have access to all those.
So the answer is, I forget the other way around, it's too late. We could have asked someone who was not on our side to do it for us.
Isn't that just like using them as a tool?
Just was that illegal?
Well, no.
They're not electronic devices.
It sounds like just trying to get around the law.
Yes.
That's not right.
Well, how so?
Because law is there for a reason.
Right, and we're not breaking it, are we?
No, we're purposely manipulating it.
Well, why do you think they make them except to manipulate things?
No. They make them to keep order in society.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Good.
David, what do you want to do? Do you want to break into her house or beam into her house? Or just let the authorities handle it?
Is there any sort of an issue? About?
Not really.
Well, I would say we should try to check the records to see if she's actually going to the district.
That's a good idea. And we can try and check the records to see if we can turn up files that are actually felonious or fake or something.
Okay.
Why don't you do that?
Computer hacking? Mm-hmm. Research?
Is she from a distant world?
So basically, I just want to check, make sure she's got Starship reservations to the Daystrom Institute,
yeah.
And that she's checked in there. And
she goes to the university
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
So that
the
Daystrom
Institute
yeah.
actually expecting her and all that.
Seven. And I want to do a full check on her sort of background kind of thing. Like, was she ever away for years or something?
Ooh. It looks like rock, the RBA.
Yeah.
With a seven, start the access. So you get that, yeah, she goes to university. No, she has an access to the Daystrom Institute.
Okay.
But she doesn't have any, you know, multi-year leave. She's always, pretty much always been a multi-year.
Okay. But, so we know she's hiding something and planning to leave and do something for a couple of years and then come back.
I want to look more carefully at this record.
Well, not necessarily come back. You can just hear excuses.
That's accurate.
Okay, so that would be...
So, you got that, Dave? So now do we beam in?
Hey, Kev?
Computer hacking.
I had to get some DNA residue off that telephone he used.
All right.
No, the Andorian.
I get it. Would this hand be there?